There's an older kid who keeps pushing me around at school. I'm so mad at him. I really want to make him pay.
Getting revenge will hurt both of you, but if you forgive him, you'll both be better off. Have you ever been bullied before? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It is a terrible thing to be bullied, and it can make you bitter if you're not careful. If you're being picked on, here's some advice. First, talk to your teacher or your parents to let them know. As adults, they'll know what to do to help. And second, ask Jesus to help you forgive. Remember that He forgave you for the bad things you've done, and you can do that for others too. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you." And now for our story. It's entitled, A Heart Full of Weeds. Jacob stepped off the bus and walked toward Dad. "How was your day?" Dad asked as they began walking home. Jacob shrugged. "It was all right," he said quietly. "Something wrong?" asked Dad. Jacob kicked at a rock on the sidewalk. He was embarrassed to talk about what had happened, but he knew he could trust Dad. "That older kid pushed me around again. He's picked me to bully instead of the other kids." "What did you do?" asked Dad as they turned a corner and walked down the gravel road toward their house. "Yelled a lot, but that didn't do much," answered Jacob. "I want to get back at him for embarrassing me in front of my friends." As they approached their driveway, Dad pointed to the field next door. "Jacob, do you see how nobody cares for that field? Weeds have taken over because nobody has done anything to prevent them from growing where the grass should grow." "Yeah, I never want to play over there because the weeds get in the way." "Well, weeds and revenge are kind of similar," said Dad. "Wanting to get revenge on someone is a sign that bitter weeds are growing in your heart, and when you're filled with bitterness, it keeps you from being able to forgive."
"But I don't want to forgive him," Jacob said, clenching his fists. "I want him to pay for what he did."
"Did Jesus make you pay for all the bad things you've done?" Dad asked. "He paid for all your sins by dying on the cross and forgave you for them, and he wants you to forgive others. It's not easy, but he'll help you. He can get rid of the nasty weeds of bitterness growing in your heart."
Dad put his hand on Jacob's shoulder. "I'll talk to someone at the school about the kid who's been bothering you, but don't let anger and bitterness take over and keep you from forgiving him. Ask Jesus to clear away the weeds in your heart so you can forgive others the way he's forgiven you." Jacob knew Dad was right. As hard as it would be to forgive this bully, he didn't want a heart full of weeds.
How about you? Have you ever been bullied? Have you forgiven that person, or are you still angry? Jesus died on the cross so you could be forgiven for every one of your sins, and he'll give you that same power so you can forgive others. Forgiving means putting the wrong that person did in God's hands and depending on him to help you love them instead. So, who can you forgive today? Our key verse, once again, Ephesians 4:32.
"And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you."
And our key thought for today, forgive others.
Have you checked out Keys for Kids Radio? Here's what kids have to say.
"Hello, my name is Alex. I love your songs and stories too. I would just like to thank you for making those for us."
Check out Keys for Kids Radio at keysforkids.net or search for Keys for Kids in your app store.
Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. As always, I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.